In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, if you looked at the readings beforehand, or as you just heard them, you might think you know what I'm going to talk about. I would very easily fit into a conversation of stewardship. However, that's not what I want to talk about. There's something that's going on today that we seem to have forgotten. Would all our veterans please stand? Our veterans. I want everybody to take a good look at these people and thank them for their service. You guys can sit down now. What I actually wanted to talk about, I didn't realize that this was the 100-year anniversary of the Armistice Day of World War I. What I did know was that we just had our midterms. What I know is that in the last year we've seen all kinds of craziness. We're seeing it now: forest fires, shootings, murders, theft, everything. And I got to thinking, especially on this morning, about all these people that have gone into the military, that have done so, not always, but mostly for a specific purpose. And that purpose is to safeguard the people of America and our freedoms, as well as the people around the world. They've done this, in some cases, under duress. We had the registration for the Vietnam War, right? The draft. But in most cases, in cases like World War I and World War II, we answered a call because we wanted to see the world protected. You go through this last year and you see the craziness, and I don't care which side of the public spectrum you find yourselves on. I don't care politically where you stand. I don't care whether you're liberal, conservative, right-wing, left-wing, it doesn't matter. But I've got to imagine the people that have sacrificed or were willing to sacrifice everything to go to war, to fight battles that normal people could not fight. To see all the angst and anxiety, all of the desperation and depression in the world has got to weigh them up. I know how soldiers were treated when they came back from Vietnam. I know how they were treated when they came back from Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan. I know how the public sometimes views them. So on this day, the 100-year anniversary of the end of World War I, I really want to say this to the veterans. If you ever wonder why you did what you did, if you ever wonder whether it was worth it, look around. You fought for me, Jen, Sue. You fought for yourselves. You defended freedom so that we have the right and the ability to gather in places such as this church, in this town, across the country. You did your job and you acquitted yourself well. We may have a hiccup, but freedom is still free. We are still safe. We are still welcome to gather, celebrate, and worship together. Don't look at the things happening in the world today with despair. That's not why you went into the military. I know it's not. Look at it with the hope that you went into the military to defend the peace that you sought, the faith that you showed. Thank you for your service. and your time and your commitment. Thank you for what you did in our great wars. That were not wars for simply America, but for all. That's something worth remembering, and that's something worth paying attention to. If we don't get that, if we don't understand that, it really doesn't matter what the widow's mite means. Or the importance of Elijah and the family being fed in the desert. It doesn't matter that Christ died on a cross. All of that is together. It is a part of everything. It all matters. And you and your sacrifice is one of the things that makes that possible. So thank you. And amen.